Shivasa Batamas marks the commencement of the time period known as Beinam Tsarim. The word Meitzarim comes from the word Meitzar, meaning narrow and constricted. It is the proverbial between a rock and a hard place. This time period from Shivasa Batamas until Tisha B'Av is the most difficult stretch on the Jewish calendar. It commemorates two catastrophic events that changed Jewish history forever. The Mishnah tells us that on the 17th of Tammuz, the Shtabru HaLuchas, the Luchas were shattered. Moshe Rabbeinu descended Har Sinai. He saw the Jewish people worshipping the eagle, and he broke the Luchas. And on the night of Tisha B'Av, another catastrophic tragedy. The Meraglim returned with their negative report about the Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasuk says, Vayivku ha'am ba'laylahu. And the people cried that night. And the Gemara says, Oysa hayom, that night was Tisha B'Av. And Hashem told Klal Yisrael, Atam b'chisam b'chiyah shel chinam, you cried an unnecessary and unwarranted cry. V'ni ekva lechem b'chiyah ledoiros. And now, I will give you a legitimate reason to cry. I will establish for you a reason to cry for generations. Tragically, that night became a harbinger for countless calamities throughout Jewish history. The greatest of them, of course, was the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, both Beit HaMikdash were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. We have been crying on that night for almost 2,000 years. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Ro l'chol yirei shamayim she'imeitzev v'doeg al churban Beis HaMikdash. It is appropriate for every God-fearing Jew to be distressed and feel pain and anguish over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The Chiddush Arim asks a very powerful question. Why does the Shulchan Aruch address only Yirei Shamayim? Since when are there halachas that apply only to Yirei Shamayim? Are those who are not Yirei Shamayim exempt from mourning? And the Chiddush Arim says something so powerful. Someone who lacks Yirei Shamayim and lives without the knowledge and the feeling of the presence of Hashem in their lives must first be distressed by their own churban. They should be bothered and concerned over their own loss of direction before they can start worrying about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. A powerful story is told from the final days of the Six-Day War in 1967. Israeli troops broke through enemy lines and they made their way through the ancient valleyways of Yerushalayim. And with tremendous Siyata Dishmaya, the group dodged enemy fire until they reached the site of the Kotel HaMaravi, the last remnant of the Beis HaMikdash. And they began shouting, Har Habayis Bidenu, the Temple Mount is in our hands. As they reached the Kotel, young soldiers, some from yeshiva backgrounds, others more traditional, stared up at the ancient stones, overcome with awe, and many began to cry. One soldier from a completely secular kibbutz saw his colleagues crying like babies, and suddenly, he too began to sob uncontrollably. A religious soldier, who engaged him previously in countless debates, put his arm around him and he asked him, I understand why we are crying. The Kotel is everything we've learned about our entire lives. It's our link to the Beis HaMikdash, the Avodah, Lila Regel. It's the most emotional moment of our lives. But why are you crying? And the secular soldier said, I'm crying because I'm not crying. I don't even know why I should be crying. And that is the greatest reason to cry. Chazal teach us that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam, baseless hatred. During these 3 weeks, we tried to correct that by going the extra mile in the Ahavas Yisrael. Kindness and empathy, feeling another Yid's pain. The story is told about a man who needed a painful and complex heart surgery. And even with a successful operation, his chances of living a normal life were slim. The doctor, a secular Jew, asked him, Are you sure you want to go through all of this pain for such limited hope? And the patient tells the doctor, This is a decision I cannot make alone. I must ask the God Ladar, Rav Moshe Feinstein. Curious to see how a religious rabbi would approach such a delicate question, the doctor decided to accompany his patient to the Lower East Side to meet with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe invites them in, and he asks the doctor to explain the odds of survival, all the risks involved, and what the future might hold. The young doctor then explained all the options in great detail, and the situation appeared grim. Suddenly, Rav Moshe burst into tears, and he sat in his chair and he cried for the next 20 minutes, brokenhearted over a fellow Jew's pain. The doctor came home and he told his wife, If a person can cry over the pain of a fellow Jew that he barely knows, I want to become religious. And he eventually did. And he raised a beautiful, frum family. Rav Moshe truly felt another Yid's pain. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.